So, what makes the original Hooters so special? Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience like no other, like watching your favorite team with an ice-cold beer and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
Succeeding in week 16, let's do Saturday, Monday games for week 16 in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters for continuing to be our presenting sponsor as we are getting close to wrapping up our ninth season doing this. Thank you for your loyal listening. Thank you for your emails about your personal fantasy questions. Always answered as long as the email is not sent on Sunday. Get out in front of it. You can send something on Saturday. I'm fine with that. Just two games I got to worry about on Saturday. If you've noticed, that's how the NFL figured out a way to get Christmas money. Take the four teams playing on Christmas, move them to Saturday games. As many of you may be going back and forth Saturday early afternoon and mid to late afternoon between NFL games and college football playoff games on campus sites for the first time ever in a 12-team playoff for the first time ever on TNT Max. Yeah, ESPN sold off those two games. The other first round college football playoff games on campus sites will be Friday, Saturday night in primetime on ESPN and ABC. Again, my email, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thursday night game is in the books. We're recording this at 11 a.m. Eastern time on Friday morning. I will effort getting this posted sometime on Friday, if not on Saturday morning, to cover these Saturday games. I am going to reference, rather than go game by game, I'm going to talk about the top plays, and I'm going to reference a list that I often use when doing my own homework for who I'm starting or sitting or claiming, plug and play, cutting, all of that. In addition to Matthew Berry via NBC Sports and Roto World, Patrick Doherty has been doing this for some time and has very unique and astute opinions that have often helped me. Perhaps they have helped you. So just using his week 16 rankings as a talking point for this podcast, as we try to get all of you in your fantasy playoffs in the, with the best possible, maximize your lineup situation to get you through week 16. This is the final week in the league's I commission, as I have worried about the integrity of week 17 games for a couple of years now. I've discussed that on previous podcasts. For most of you, I would imagine this is the semifinals until some integrity is, more integrity is lost in the week 17 games and you back it up like I did, but that's your call. Patrick Doherty, week 16 quarterback ranking. So here are his QB1s. Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield, Jaden Daniels, Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Kyler Murray, Tua Tagovailoa, Aaron Rodgers. So that's kind of that QB1 cutoff, right, is around at 10 or 12. Clearly, there's a cutoff between 8 and 9, right? And the Niners just don't look like the Niners of this Super Bowl window. And I'm not sure, so I don't know that you want to be playing a fantasy playoff game this week with Brock Purdy on the road at Miami. I don't know if you want to be doing that. It seems as the weapons have dwindled for Purdy and blindside protection, and he may be banged up. You got Niners who are quitting on this team, questions about who's coming back. We may be reaching the end of this window of opportunity for the Niners. I thought it might be next year, but it might be happening in front of our eyes. And we may be looking at the Niners thinking of other options at the quarterback position for 2025. So I think there's a clear cutoff before Purdy. Some would say maybe before Goff, but Goff has been throwing a lot of touchdowns, and he's now without David Montgomery, so we're going to talk about Jahmyr Gibbs. And Darnold's been throwing a lot of touchdowns. As Minnesota's in play for the number one seed, remember, they're going to get the Lions on the last Sunday of the season. That could be your Sunday night game for a first-round bye. That couldn't work out better for NBC to end the season. So some would say there's a cutoff between 6 and 7 or 7 and 8. I say it's between 8 and 9. That you want to be going with Allen, Hurts, Jackson, Burrow, Mayfield, Daniels, and Darnold and Goff right behind there. I say this about Burrow. Historically, not his best against Cleveland. I know Cleveland's going with DTR. They got some guys down for the rest of the year. I've just seen this too often. Maybe it's because I was born in Ohio, and I have no skin in the game here. Not a fan of either team. Have expected better of the Bengals. Have started saying over a month ago, Joe Burrow's going to get so unhappy, he's going to ask out and ask for a trade, and the Bengals can move him pretty freely with around or less than $50 million in dead money between the end of the 2025 season and some guaranteed bonus that kicks in like early March. And I still firmly believe that could happen, especially if T. Higgins doesn't come back, depending on what they do with Jamar Chase. Do they fire Zach Taylor? The Bengals just 3 years ago were in the Super Bowl, and it seems like they're closer now to a total reboot. And wasting the talents of some premier players. Down the board, I can make a case, as we speak, no designation on the injury report for Patrick Mahomes. Now, I'm not saying you play Patrick Mahomes, but just keep that in mind. But down the board of non-obvious QB1s, if you're looking for somebody, I would look at Richardson. As bad as his completion percentage is, because it's against Tennessee, he's going to run the ball. He's doing Cam Newton things near the goal line, which is me, whether that's him or that's Steichen or just this group is tired of Jonathan Taylor's inefficiency. And Jordan Love. Yeah. Jordan Love can get you a number. It's against the Saints. The Saints likely without Carr, maybe without Kamara the rest of the season. I mean, what can the Saints do to keep their offense on the field? Green Bay is a double-digit favorite. They're still pushing in the NFC North. So if there's a big number out there, we'll talk about Penix in a moment. I would think, or a respectable Week 16 non-QB1 that you can play, Richardson or Love, if you don't have one of those top 6 to 8 guys. Yes, I'd play a Richardson or a Love over Purdy. I would also do it over Murray. Yeah. Now let's talk about Penix. He gets the Giants. But he's a rookie. He's making his first start. He's only been in the game for what? A couple dozen snaps all year. I don't think this is an automatic flip of the switch. It does allow the Falcons to do some different things offensively because Penix can actually move. Now, granted, his best throws in college were by design on the spot in the pocket. And he often delivered very accurate balls on time, even against the Giants. This is a different world in the NFL. So while I understand the move for the Falcons and probably should have made it a couple of weeks ago before you conceded first place in the division to the Buccaneers, knowing you had the tiebreaker, I don't think we're going to see Penix run for 60 plus yards, 2 touchdowns. I don't expect that. But yeah, I think it's fair to say you got a better chance on a couple of touchdowns being produced than Kirk Cousins, some rushing numbers rather than Kirk Cousins, lack of, he'll probably throw a pick, but it's been guaranteed for Cousins in recent weeks. So, streaming option, like literally if teams are locked that didn't make the playoffs and you're not feeling good about whoever you have at quarterback, maybe some of you were thinking about streaming Penix if Mahomes didn't play, if you've stuck with Mahomes and gotten more out of him in recent weeks. But that's how I feel about Penix and what he can do. We're all guessing for his first National Football League start and a fantasy football playoff situation. Let's move to running backs. Again, talking points here from Patrick Daugherty. So the RB1s, Barkley, Gibbs, yeah, Patrick Daugherty, and I agree, moves Gibbs up to 2 because of no Montgomery. So Gibbs's workload will increase. There's potential for a lot here, and it's against the Bears. Chase Brown, 3. Man, I had this in one of my fantasy drafts. Mid to late rounds, I took Chase Brown with the Bengals giving up on Joe Mixon, another mistake that they made. But the Bengals, for some reason, played Zach Moss the early weeks, and I was like, yeah, I guess this isn't going to be a Chase Brown year. I cut Chase Brown, really regret it. So about a month into the season, I cut a guy who in the fantasy playoffs is sitting there as a high RB1. Granted, factor in, Burrow's Bengals have kryptonite as it relates to the Cleveland Browns. Bijan Robinson, 4. His value seems to even up a tick with Penix back there. Josh Jacobs, 5. Josh Jacobs has been as good as anyone the last month and a half. Anyone. And that's your Monday night push, as Jordan Love could be. Last game. Your opponent's in the clubhouse, right? No one's going to be playing any Saints. They're not, with no Kamara. If you have a Packer or a McManus, you know, you need to stream a kicker just to guarantee you the chance for points on Monday night. If you have Josh Jacobs, you're in a good spot. Derrick Henry, 6 in what's always a physical game against the Steelers, after Henry was, like Barkley, like Jamar Chase, didn't put up double-digit or big numbers in Week 15. Fantasy playoffs last week, Kyren Williams, 7. James Conner, 8. Conner off a big game. Achane down to 9. Find that interesting. I think I'd have Achane a little higher, but yeah, you're definitely playing him. Dowdle, 10, sure, against the Bucks. I think there's the cutoff for RB1s. Then Daugherty ranks these 11 through 20. Jonathan Taylor, no. I didn't play him last week. You saw the drop ball on the goal line. The inefficiency is clear. The disappointment isn't just from fantasy owners. Chuba Hubbard, 12, okay. Yeah, I see that as an RB2. Aaron Jones, yeah, RB2. James Cook, it's either huge or it's next to nothing. It's kind of what you got with Cook. It's funny. If you see, like, the Bills go goal to go from the 5 to the 10, it's James Cook. If it's the 1 or 2, yeah, it's Josh Allen. Bucky Irving at 15, off a game he actually played, unlike the previous week, and a statement win for the Bucks against the Chargers. Joe Mixon down to 16, going on Saturday against the Chiefs, but there's still value there in Mixon. Brian Robinson, 17, against the Eagles, physical defense, but the volume is there. Zach Charbonnet, 18 is an RB2. If Ken Walker doesn't go again, Tony Pollard, 19. The volume should be there. Patrick Daugherty has Patrick Taylor at 20 for the Niners. Next man up theory for the 49ers. A plug and play if you want to do it. I just think at some point you reach a level where you can't. I would think Patrick Taylor is kind of touchdown dependent. Breece Hall, 21. So Rashad White, 22. Jerome Ford, I like. No Chubb. game against the Bengals, DTR at quarterback. I think Ford is featured in this game. So I like that as an RB2 or and he was on waivers even in one or both of my leagues I commissioned this week and claimed for a title game. Ramondre 24, Isaiah Pacheco just hasn't done it. You know, you hung on to him or I traded for him when he was hurt for this time of year. It hasn't been there. Again, he's coming off a broken leg, but it's like all season we've been disappointed by Chiefs production overall. ETN showed life last week for ETN owners, 26. DeAndre Swift, 27. Against the Lions, no. Tyrone Tracy against the Falcons, 28. Touchdown dependent. Najee Harris, seems low at 29. Seems low. Ty J. Spears, 30. I mean, you're kind of – Kendre Miller. We'll stop there. Kendre Miller could be available on waivers. Doesn't sound like Kamara's going to go. So on Monday night, if you're desperate for a running back and you didn't get Ford or someone else or you don't want to do the Patrick Taylor thing on waivers or you lose Charbonnet because Walker's going to play and you're not sure, that's a playoff lottery ticket right there. And Kendre Miller of New Orleans. Let's do receivers for week 16. The wide receiver ones, according to Patrick Doherty, in order, Chase, Nakua, Jefferson, Amon-Ra. Again, the value of Amon-Ra seems to go up with Montgomery out. Lamb, Collins, A.J. Brown. Good game in as the Eagles had the good passing game in week 15. Mike Evans, 8. Devontae Adams just dominated the last 3 minutes of a game in regulation. Aaron Rodgers sort of, as Aaron Rodgers plays out the string here, is like, hell with it. I'm just going to throw to the guy where I know where he is, and I know he can get the ball. Brian Thomas, 10. I told you before the season began, I thought Brian Thomas would have a better year than Malik Nabers. I'm not saying it's Nabers' fault, but that's what I believe. And it's not like Brian Thomas's quarterback play has been much better than the Giants' quarterback play. Then Patrick Doherty has McLaurin. Yeah, because that connection with Daniels has been there, has been good all year. Tyreek Hill has been good the last month and a half. Cooper Kupp is off. It's just off. It's just something's not there the last couple weeks. And he had a 2-touchdown game and 100-plus yards and a big play a few weeks ago. You know, he's coming off a zero. Now, there's no squeaky wheel here because it's not like he's going to complain about it. He's not going to zero again. And it is against the Jets. But, yeah, I wouldn't expect an automatic bounce back when you got Nakua and Kyren Williams and those guys being fed with the Rams. T. Higgins may not go. You kind of know that's the case with T. Higgins the last couple years. And, again, yeah, Ohio alert. Expect less from the Bengals this week. Cortland Sutton was 15. Juwan Jennings, 16. I don't feel really good about that as a wide receiver, too, at Miami. Drake London. Drake London may benefit from Michael Penix playing quarterback. Jackson Smith and Jigba looks like he has a real future. 18, although check status for what Seattle's going to have quarterbacking. Jacoby Myers, 19. He came on late in the Raiders' loss to the Falcons. Garrett Wilson, sounds like he doesn't want to be there anymore. 20, Malik Nabers, 21. Ladd McConkey already played. Jordan Addison, 23, seems low for just his production, the Vikings' production. Recently, Devontae Smith off a season-best game can give you wide receiver 2 value. Not sure if you play Jerry Jeudy this week, even though I think Cleveland's in this game. Without Jameis, I don't know that DTR can get anyone the ball. And I'm kind of stopping there. Although Khalil Shakir has some wide receiver 2 or flex value at 29 in Doherty's rankings. And I wouldn't be playing Jaden Reed. I wouldn't be playing Deebo Samuel. you're looking for a plug and play that might be available on waivers, how about Jalen McMillan for the Bucks against the Cowboys on Sunday night? All right, if you have any specific tight end questions, you know how I feel about that. Although, you know, the good ones are the good ones. If they're healthy, it's pretty simple. He's at the top of the board. And I told you before the season began, Trey McBride doesn't score. Go back and listen to the podcast. Set it in advance. Trey McBride doesn't score. So, yeah, let's go with week 16. Good luck in your playoffs. Send me your questions as long as it's not on a Sunday where I have my own leagues to monitor, commission. I'm still in one league. We started at mid-season. I sort of jumped in as a favor to Phil, but I'm in what is a two-week championship aggregate. I've never done that before, but, you know, I've never done – the fact that I've never done it before – I didn't set up the scoring rules, so it's a little different for me. There are mandatory tight ends, but I have Jonnu Smith, who's been very good. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Good luck, and we'll talk to you a couple more times next week for week 17 and recap who won in my two leagues I commission, the Foundation and the Candyland Coalition. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.